We're here on KSOM as we continue to look back at the high school basketball season for all our area teams. We look now at the Exira EHK Spartan boys team. Head coach Tony Sonnenstaben, head coach for Exira EHK, with us here. And coach, 5-18, and certainly a tough season after losing so much talent from a year ago after going 19-5. Fewest amount of wins for Exira in a long time since they won 7 back in 13-14. Your thoughts overall on this past season?
When you have that many new guys and people that haven't had a whole lot of experience playing varsity, you knew things were going to be a challenge. I know some of the scores, if you looked at the whole schedule, some of them got away against some good teams, but for the most part, we were in a lot of basketball games this year. We played hard. I know I had a lot of there's no moral victories in my opinion, but there's a lot of times where I've had a lot of coaches or a lot of people just outside of the basketball program say how hard the guys were working and how much they've improved and things like that. So toward the end of the year, that's what we were doing. We were playing our best basketball. Wins and losses isn't going to be everything. Last year, I had 19 wins with a good group. This year, obviously only 5, but again, I enjoyed this year. I know the guys worked hard. They got better. They were a whole lot better from the last day of practice from the beginning of the year, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
So you have 3 total seniors, including leading scorer Josh Nelson. Cannon Hansen was also a starter for you throughout the year. Gideon King saw a little bit of time as well. Tell me about these 3 players who leave you after this season.
Yeah. Start with Gideon. It was a pleasure to have him go out his senior year, and I really enjoyed him. I still need to try and beat him in chess one time because I know he's pretty good there. But it was just fun to have him around and see him grow. And I've seen him at the park and shoot and play around down there. But like I said, it was just nice to have him on the actual hardwood and see his skills grow there. He was a pleasure to have around. And then Cannon Hansen, I've known him since junior high football and when I was a coach for that, and just seeing him grow as a young man and seeing him improve his basketball skill. Like I've always told him, it would have been nice to have him out his sophomore and junior year, but I'm glad he went out his freshman and senior year. And he's just a smart player and knows where the ball should be going at or where he needs to be. So it's just nice to have a guy like him on the court to help out a lot of the nights. And then Josh Nelson, he's been he's been more than a solid player for the Spartan program for his 4 years. Kind of saw a little bit of playing time his sophomore year, but not really a ton till his junior and senior year, and he took the most out of it. And he really worked hard. He had a good looking stroke, and he was able to hit a lot of shots both inside and outside. He could rebound the ball. He just did a little bit of everything. So it was nice to have Josh around for 4 years, and love the kid and love all the seniors. So definitely going to miss them.
Absolutely. It must have been frustrating at times for Josh just to get going. I mean, he goes from, you know, maybe your number 4 scorer a year ago, 4 or 5 or whatever, you know, because you were so deep with scoring options. And then all of a sudden he had to go to the number 1, and the defenses, I mean, the games that I saw, they were double teaming them, sometimes triple. I mean, it was just crazy. And, it must have been frustrating for him at times this year. You know, he's throwing up shots, and sometimes they just won't go in because he's at awkward angles, and that's all he had at times.
Yeah, and like you said, when you move into that new role of that number one scoring threat on offense, it is it's just a different thing, especially if you haven't done it before. And for the most part, he had a lot of good nights. There were some nights where he didn't shoot as well or his shot was off, but for the most part, he's pretty even keeled kid, and he didn't get too high, he didn't get too low. He knows that he just got to keep playing the game of basketball and keep shooting like he knows he can, and eventually he'll find his groove. So and then asking him to do a lot on the offensive end. Well, I asked him to do just as much on the defensive end, guarding either their best player, best post player, or even sometimes even one of their guards. So, and he rarely came off the floor anyway. So asking a lot of him this year, and I thought he stepped up and did a tremendous job. Sometimes it's each season is a new season. So he had to learn something new, and I thought he did well this year.
And how about the development of Austin Rasmussen, who scored like next to nothing last year? He comes through and becomes your second leading scorer on the team this year, hit 70 threes, was 37% on his three-point shooting, very efficient, led the team in assists as well. What did you see from Austin? And, you know, here's a small little guard that can lead your team going into next year.
Yeah, he just plays the game the right way. He has a good basketball IQ, and he knows where to be, when to be there. He knows when he can get up his shots, when maybe he needs to pass, cut, move around. He's just a smart basketball player. Honestly, there's not really much more you can ask out of Austin. The only thing you could maybe hope for is that he grows a couple inches. But other than that, Austin's a real joy to coach, and he's very, like I keep saying, he's very smart. He knows how to, I mean, him being so small, he knows how to get around players, get shots up, just do the normal basketball stuff that sometimes the bigger guys maybe take for granted, but he knows how to find the right angles and all that good jazz. So, again, on the defensive end at the beginning of the year, I was more worried about where I thought they might try to take him to the post with a bigger guard. And then I didn't want him in foul trouble and then blah, blah, blah. But then toward the middle of the season, I was like, you know what, if they do that, maybe it's going to take them out of their offensive flow. And Austin's smart enough to front and maybe poke and steal the ball from behind and stuff like that. So, again, I love having Austin on the team, and I'm excited for him to be another leader going into next year.
And then you had Owen Jewell. He'll be a senior next year. He was a starter for you every game. Bryce Breibom started half the games, and then the other half really was Anthony Young. And Breibom Jr., he'll be back. Young is a sophomore. Blake Nelson came off the bench for you. You obviously need the development from all these guys going forward. I mean, that could be, you know, the more starters for you next year. And you need each and every one of them to, you know, increase their level of play.
Yeah, exactly what you said. You need each and every one of them. And I've had my postseason exit interviews or meetings with all the boys. And obviously, yeah, we need to get into the gym, and we need to be able to get a lot better skill-wise and just basketball-wise. But it's nice knowing that what you're going to have going into the year compared to last year, where, again, we had 12 of our 15 players didn't play last year, and just haven't, a lot of them didn't play before, even that. So, having a lot more new guys to come back, or not new guys, having a lot of guys returning, and, knowing where we're at, where we kind of build a foundation this year, and then we can build from that going forward throughout the spring, summer, and fall. Going into next winter.
Yeah, that's a good point. You have more certainty going into the offseason this year,
yep, exactly.
which is good. So what is your priorities for this team to try and get them ready for next year and trying to improve on your six-win season?
Again, just skill work, making sure post players still have they're getting their footwork better, getting the post moves better, knowing where to be defensively, things like that. Just understanding the game a little bit more throughout the spring and summer and off season. And then, also, with the guards, just, again, if you can shoot the ball at a high clip, that's obviously going to help you. And then if you can shoot the ball well, and then, add the driving, or vice versa, that's just going to make you better, well-rounded player. So again, just doing the little things, all basketball things related, just got to improve in every area. And then, hopefully we can improve next year and see where that goes.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And best of luck to you down the road. And we will talk to you maybe at an Exira sporting event in the future. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks for the coverage all season, Chris, and I really appreciate KSOM.
Tony Sonnenstaben, head coach for Exira EHK Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.